following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gumout Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday as we continue on with April and spring practices basically have wrapped up when it comes to football. There's still a little time left for volleyball. And, you know, before we know it, we're into dead week. We're into fall or spring break, summer break, whatever you want to call it, graduation. It's less time going on. And one thing that I noticed. One thing that I noticed today, and I didn't have time to get too deep into it, but every week the University of Nebraska sends us what's going on with their athletics. From everything from the baseball game today all the way through next Sunday, everything. Bowling, tennis, basketball, spring volleyball game, swimming, rifle, golf. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's going on this week, they give you the heads up. And I happen to see that the Nebraska women's tennis team, I believe it is playing Colorado this week. And it occurred to me that Colorado, without baseball and softball, is this the final sporting event between Nebraska and Colorado? And if it is, what a whimper. But, you know, what else could there possibly be? I mean, there's, you know, the golf teams will be at Big 12 championships this weekend, but they're not competing head-to-head. I mean, so to speak, you got 12 teams, you got everybody in there. But that's going to be the way it goes out, and so there you go.
The soft whimper is what you're saying, when there should be more.
It's just
more made of it, maybe.
When Colorado doesn't have a baseball team, I suppose that's what you would consider the major sport right now. Maybe
speaking
Nebraska.
About not having a baseball team, Nebraska loses yesterday. Have not won a Big 12 series in over 2 years.
That's not true. That's not true. They won a baseball series last year.
In Big 12?
Yeah, they beat – who did we have first? Tech? We beat them last year.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and you lose yesterday. You got a chance to come back, and you had two chances yesterday in a home run in the eighth inning. You lose by the same score you won the night before or the day before, and you get a chance, I guess, to come back and get one against Kansas State, but – still not rolling the way they wanted it to roll or they envisioned this season going.
Be interested to see if Logan Ehlers pitches today, because that happened after we left the air on Friday when Logan Ehlers was ticketed for minor in possession Thursday night, Friday morning at his dormitory there at the University of Nebraska. And so he had to set out all those games because of the NCAA supposed violation. He pitches one time and then he gets MIP. And there was no word on to what his discipline would be. I don't know. Everybody handles it a little bit different. You don't want to take games away from the kid, but yet you got to discipline the kid. So are you going to not let him play today, or are you going to do it other ways? So I guess we'll find out. 1:05 go time today. Nebraska, Kansas State at Haymarket Park. The final game of that series. Both teams, as you said, 3-2 wins this weekend. Also, Hastings College has makeup baseball games today at Mount Marty. We will talk about UNK, Hastings College, the Huskers, a lot about the spring game. Mike Babcock will join us in our next segment, talk about what he's seen. And as we're ready to break ties with the Big 12, are you noticing anything as we get closer to the Big 10? And again, folks, love to have your emails. Love to have your phone calls. 66, 67,000 fans at the spring game for at least part of it on Saturday. Turned out to be really nice for the day, so fans could enjoy it and the teams didn't have to worry about working around the weather, as we'll hear from Coach Bo Pelini, as basic could be. But don't be sending me your emails and your phone calls again about the next great thing. Guys, this is just a basic football game. Now, I will up front say, I don't think it bodes well when Taylor Martinez can't complete a pass in a spring game. I don't think it bodes well when Cody Green can't complete a pass in a spring game. Now, Bo Pelini poo-poos it off and says, I don't pay attention to the stat. Well, then why are you looking at the film?
Right. What do you pay attention to?
8 of 23 for like 12 yards. Yes, Breon Carnes looked good and Ron Kellogg III looked good. But again, remember, they weren't going against Nebraska's number one defense when they were out there either. So, yeah, but don't be giving me this crap that Breon Carnes should be the starting quarterback, or Bubba Starling should be the starting quarterback, or Ron Kellogg III ought to see equal time out there. All right? Taylor Martinez was told not to run the football. He had to a couple of times in scramble situations. All right? So don't get all crazy, Husker fan, like you do every year with the new freshman, because he's the best thing that ever happened. He's the greatest. Yay! Yay! Give me Harrison back.
Doug, I chuckle at that because yesterday morning when I went and got my paper and was reading and did get a chance to listen to the spring game on Saturday, or two-thirds of it, and when I picked up the paper and saw the, you know, Carnes and the and Jamal Turner and everything, I just chuckled because I knew that the next greatest thing, you know, the next running back coming, I knew that was going to touch a nerve with you. One thing in listening to the spring game, and yes, it was in the fourth quarter, that really, really made me smile and made me think of one of the reasons that makes Nebraska football what it is. And When you're listening, and Derek Foster from Elm Creek's mentioned, Lance Thorell from Loomis recovers the onside kick. Taylor Dixon from the McCook area, because they couldn't come up with Juanita Palisade. There was a kid from Battle Creek.
Kid from Battle Creek, and I saw him with his family going out on the field to take pictures after the game, just to kind of go along with that. The receiver from Battle Creek, Robert Berry, who had a good ball game in the contest. He had four catches for 51 yards. Tyler Legate running in two touchdowns.
There you go, Neely. I just thought in the fourth quarter there were so many of those names mentioned that it just brought a smile to my face, saying that's what Bo Pelini really brought back. And yeah, we don't have 160 people on the roster. There's not somebody from every third town in Nebraska, but there's enough of those kids around now that really lets you identify with the team and make you feel like you're a part of it again.
Trent from wherever sends us an email at the Den Popper inbox. Breon Carnes looked super poised. He looks like he has the most poise and the most potential. Trent.
That's certainly the way it sounds, and it certainly sounded like Ron Kellogg, who, for all intents and purposes, would never see the field. I mean, until late in ball game.
He's not gonna.
No, you're right.
He's not.
But he looked damn good.
I mean, the only way he sees it is
And through injuries.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. So, and that doesn't mean Ron Kellogg couldn't play quarterback at some Division I football school.
Absolutely.
But everybody already loves Breon Carnes, so he's the backup. Taylor Martinez is number one. Carnes is number two. And there's nothing wrong with liking Breon. At least he showed talent. There's no doubt about it. Threw a nice ball out there. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I'm just saying, you're the same fan last year that was going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when Taylor Martinez was running up and down field. Then all of a sudden, he's terrible, so let's bring on the next freshman. And then Bubba Starling will be better than Breon Carnes. And then somebody will be better than Bubba. I mean, I just think, you know, most Husker fans, if we just had a freshman team here, they'd be satisfied with that because then they could move on. The next guy could come in. Woohoo!
Did you think, in watching it, Jamal Turner, just an absolute burner, faster than most everybody on the field, defensive back-wise, Doug, in your mind? I mean, was it obvious to see his speed and athleticism? I mean, was it just like Jamal Turner?
He was very good. Very good. Huskers will have to do some work on the kicking game. And again, you don't know what the coaches are telling all these guys. Brett Maher, who, as predicted on Friday's show, would kick the winning field goal. Kudos from Colin Murphy, by the way, who brought that up on Channel 5 after the game. But he does get the game-winning field goal, but he's kicking all over the place, and I think you can see why. You know, the young man that booted it into the back of the line on that extra long extra point because of the penalty. That was the only thing that I saw that, you know, there was the first punt was a line drive punt and it set Jamal up real good. But then the punts got real good and none of the kickoffs are really deep from Brett Maher. So I think the new kid coming in,
No,
it just seems like that's already a foregone conclusion. I don't understand why you think a true freshman out of high school is better than Brett Maher. Now, if he is, he is. This is one of the easy things, though. I mean, you don't want to sit here and break. If you're breaking down kicking, and Alex Henry and Adi Kunalik receive some awards during the game, I mean, it's pretty special to have two of the best special teams kickers in the country. But if you can sit there and worry about your place kicking, then you have to be pretty satisfied with most of your football team. But if Brett Maher can kick 50-yard field goals, then how come, I mean, what would this other kid bring that would be better than that?
I wouldn't think much.
I don't see how Brett Maher doesn't kick place kick and punt for the Huskers next season. Let Mauro Panini, you know, the new kid from North Carolina or Wake Forest or wherever he's from, let him have his time, just like Alex Henry, or just like Brett Maher did. You don't have four-year kickers, people. You just don't.
Where were the kickoffs? Where were they starting at, Maher's?
Most of them were being fielded around the 10. I think one of them made it into the end zone. Right at the goal line. If I remember right, it was the kickoff to start the second half, I think, got in to the goal. Right, got to the goal line. So, and Turner looked really good. And, you know, there was some fun out there. I thought it was pretty cool when I told you Maher's going to have to kick for both teams, and it came down to 3 minutes to go, and the white, you know, you got Maher and Cassidy. They're on the red, but they're out there trying to kick for the white, and they take the snap, and Cassidy stands up and throws an incomplete pass, and Bo goes, I don't think so.
No, that was one time where Sharpie and Davidson just about lost it.
Here's what Bo had to say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Cassidy and Maher decided, because they had red jerseys on, they were going to sabotage the game. And I don't think he did himself any favors for when he did try to kick it. I don't even know if Cassidy actually tried to hold it the right way for him. So they were getting a lot of barking over there from their sidelines. So I don't know. I call foul on that one. But
we'll hear more from Coach Bo Pelini in just a minute. We'll also be hearing from Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Listen, I just figured this out. If I started reading the VIN numbers off all the used vehicles on the Midway Auto Group lots right now, when I finish, your third grader will be in graduate school.
This can only mean one thing.
It's springtime.
Awesome! Awesome!
And that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we know we've got the one that'll meet your needs and budget. And these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. And you know what that means. That's right, you get the famous Midway 2-year up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. And you get the 6-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
As overcast skies continue through the day today, we'll see scattered showers developing with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Winds out of the east still also staying around 10 to 25. Rain showers continue tonight with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 39.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We probably need to pick our three words for the week. You use them in any email you want, whether it's a Husker email, a UNK email, an NBA email, the excitement of the NHL. What a close finish yesterday in the NASCAR race.
Two thousandth of a second.
And we haven't even brought up the disappointment of the weekend, which we will, because I know Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated obviously does more than just football, and we're going to talk to Mike here in just a moment. But, Daddy, what's your word of the week to get a Big Dally Deli sandwich out? Use these three words any way you want in an email. We'll pick a winner at the end of the week at the home of Bazillion Sandwiches, Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also Top of the Hill in Kearney.
My word of the week is going to be delivery.
Delivery, huh? I like it. Merritt, what do you got?
Track.
Delivery and track. So that leaves me with red.
Okay.
Red track delivery. Red track delivery. Use those three words any way you want in an email. Send it off to the Doug and Daddy Show, whether it's serious, funny, or just like a lot of the emails we get. We'll use it here on the show. Daddy?
Well, I want to remind you, Doug, Bruce Furniture has got it going on all day and all night. You can receive free interior home design service. No purchase is necessary. Stop by, ask them about it today. Full line of interior design service for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you. Whether you're in Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, Alliance, they've got it for you. They want your furniture right and fast. You got it at Bruce Furniture. Check them out today. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. Bruce Furniture, it's just right for you.
Well, here's what Bo Pelini thought about the spring game.
About what I expected. I mixed and matched a lot of personnel. There wasn't a lot of continuity out there. And I thought it was a good game to watch. Hopefully the fans enjoyed it and the players enjoyed it. And you know, there were some good things. And obviously we were very, very basic. We didn't... Obviously, we huddled the whole game. We did a lot of things that, just to be really basic. And we were pretty basic on both sides of the football, and we're running guys in and out. And that's how we chose to play the game. But I tell you, most important thing is no one got seriously hurt, which is always a plus.
The word of the week should have been basic. but I heard it too many times right there in that quote. Mike Babcock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Huskers Illustrated on the Rivals Network. And, Mike, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay, but we're devastated, and we hate Vanderbilt.
That's good you got that. That's good you got that.
Vanderbilt crushing the Nebraska women's bowling team's dreams of another national championship, and we'll talk more about that later. But, Michael, what'd you think of the spring game? I thought it had a little bit of everything, and, of course, it always has the new kids out there making the Husker fans think about how great the recruiting class was.
Well, yeah, I think that I think the spring game, we all know that whatever worth it is for fans and media probably is. If it's entertaining, you can come away saying it was a good spring game. And obviously the coaches, it's practice number 15, and it's an opportunity to evaluate those guys. And you know, the coaches are looking at film probably as we speak, evaluating how guys played individually. But from an entertainment standpoint, I thought it was pretty good because, you know, some of those young guys really stepped up and did some things that make you think that, you know, in the immediate future they're going to be able to contribute some things to Nebraska both offensively and defensively.
Mike, I guess you look at stat lines and Carnes and Legate and Kellogg and you look at Jamal Turner. Those are names that stand out. I know you're one guy that takes some time and watches the lines and how people are doing on both sides of the ball up there. Was there somebody that stood out where you don't see stats to you?
Well, you know, here's the thing about that, Daddy. You know, I'm not that smart, especially when you start mixing and matching. I mean, you had third-string guys playing next to first-string guys because those teams are put together with a draft. So it's really hard to – I mean, there's a lot of communication that goes on among, for example, those offensive linemen. And so you get in a situation where you got a young offensive tackle there, Tyler Moore. He's in there, and he's lining up against Eric Martin. He's having a hard time dealing with Eric Martin. Before he gets kind of dinged up and comes out of the thing, so it's really hard to evaluate those guys in any kind of meaningful way, I think. I'm sure that there are some guys. Jay Guy, you know, we saw him make a sack and do a little celebration there, kind of thing, and so those things will stand out to you. But the sort of thing that you really want to know that a coach is going to look for when he's looking at the film and evaluate, I'm not perceptive enough to see that in a spring game, just because it is a hodgepodge when they draft those teams the way they do. And I think you have to evaluate performance based on that reality as well. And as you said, Bo, basic was kind of the key word there for Bo and Tim Beck, same way, keep it simple.
Mike Babcock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Huskers Illustrated. The one thing that I guess that did stand out to me that even if it was a spring game, you'd hope to see better, and Bo just kind of stepped over the question in the post-game press conference. Cody and Taylor did not throw the ball very well, and I would think whether that's practice or a spring game or Tennessee Chattanooga, you'd like to see at least a little bit of improvement there. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a lot of people were, you know, watched that and said, well, you know, Taylor Martinez and Cody Green didn't throw the ball as well as Breon Carnes and Ron Kellogg did. And so obviously there's a little bit of a concern there. But again, I think the mix and match approach and who you've got in the offensive line and the simplification of the offense makes a big difference. There's no scheming on defense. There's a very simple offensive system. So in some cases with the young guys, and the other thing is, you know, young guys go into that thing, I think, with kind of with the attitude that I have nothing to lose. I want to impress people. And maybe sometimes the way they impress people is just with their sheer athletic ability. They're not, that you know, not within the confines of a very specific system of what it is they're supposed to do. So it's a little bit difficult to evaluate those guys and compare them to the guys that have been through it and the guys that the coaches know what to expect from them. But having said all that, yeah, you would like to see those guys pass the ball a little bit better. And certainly that's something that we better see come fall, or I think that the offense is going to have some problems.
Mike Babcock joins us on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I guess we got 4 months to talk about this, and I'm sure you get this question when people come up and talk to you. This offense, everybody wants to know about it. They're not releasing details. In your mind, the fullback will be utilized quite a bit more than we've utilized it the last few years. I guess that's my basic question. And then second of all, I guess I'm going back to the Tim Beck, Todd Reesing thing where everybody looks at the sideline, plays are being changed. Is that the offense in your mind that we will see come fall?
Well, I don't have a good sense of that, Daddy. I think that Tim Beck, after we asked Tim Beck about the fullback, first the fullback part of that thing, and it's like, well, you know, maybe whatever the defense gives us, that's what we'll do, you know, and that Tyler Gates going to be a Hulk hero now because he scored 2 touchdowns. And that never happened, you know, at Nebraska. But he said it hadn't happened since 1980. I mean, he was trying to exaggerate to make a point. But simple answer is I don't know if the fullback will be that much more involved. I assume the fullback will. I mean, that's my sense. And, you know, I don't know whether that offense will look like what Kansas did or not. I mean, I know obviously the no huddle, everybody talked about that. That's going to be an aspect of it. But exactly how that manifests itself on the field, I don't really know. That they really played it close to the vest throughout the spring, and obviously we couldn't watch, so it didn't matter anyway. But they kept it so simple in the spring game. Tim Beck said it became a problem. He thought it would be easy going into the spring game, just keep it simple. He said, I thought that'd be a very easy thing to do, and he said it wasn't. It got to be a problem, and there were a couple of instances where Bo said to him, you know, well, why don't we run this? And Beck said, well, we don't run this because we're not going to run that. You know, that's not in the game plan for today. We're just not going to do it. And so it was so simple and so basic that they didn't show a whole lot. So I, you know, anybody that says that they have a really good idea of what it's going to look like either has a very good connection with someone on the team or is talking off the top of their head, because they really played it close during the spring, even to the point where you'd ask Barney Cotton about which guys were going to be tackles and which guys were going to be guards, and his answer was always, well, has there been a depth chart released yet? And it's like, no, well, no. Okay, well, you know, we'll see, you know, at some point. Now, obviously, we know from watching the spring, you see who was playing tackle and who was playing guard. But, you know, that's just kind of the mentality that's been going on this spring. And, you know, that'll carry over until, it'll probably carry over. They probably won't show some things in non-conference play. It'll probably be till conference play before we see exactly what it is they plan to do. But the general things we'll see, I'm sure, in the non-conference.
Well, it's nice to have a team that they're confident in. I think that's the one thing, and Mike Babcock's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It did seem that the coaches didn't have to fake the confidence that they had in this team after the ball game, did they?
No, I don't think so. And I think that one thing that you feel good about, and going into the spring, for example, on defense, Carl Pelini said this could be the best defense that they've had since he's been here in 3 seasons. They've had some pretty good defenses, so you know that's the coaches show that kind of confidence, and if the coaches do, you'd expect the players to have a similar kind of a confidence. So I think people got to feel good about this team, but that, you know, that's the thing now. I think the program is back to a point where you can have these expectations. Now the question is, do you fall on the right side of that fine line between really being successful and just being in a position to be that successful? And again, we're talking about winning championships, which is Bo Pelini's stated goal for this program. And last season was a good example. I mean, if you lose 3 of your final 4 games, you don't get it done. But that was a good team. There was no question about that. It just didn't fall on the right side of that fine line. So Nebraska's going to have another team like that, and the question is going to be whether it gets on the right side of that fine line of success.
Mike, I guess we can say that those frontline guys, and you can make a case on that defense, there's 3 All-Americans waiting to be named there next year if they perform up to their capabilities. But the reason the coaches are so confident is because of the depth across the board?
Yes. I think that's dramatically reflected, for example, in the interior of the defensive line. They can go they can go three deep in that in the defensive line. When everybody's healthy, you've got Crick and Steinkuhler and Moore and Randall and Chase Rome and Jay Guy. And Chase Rome wasn't able to play in the spring game because he's been hurt. But if you can go three deep in the defensive line, and they feel pretty good, I think at end they can go at least two deep, and they just need to identify guys that can step up. But when you've got that kind of depth, yeah, I think that's the reason to be optimistic. I mean, it obviously starts with guys like Crick and David and Dennard, but you have to fill in around those guys, and that's what I think that's why the optimism, particularly on defense, is that defense could be very deep.
Last minute here with Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Okay, Mike, in your mind, what's the biggest question mark still about this Nebraska football team as they head to fall camp?
Well, I think the biggest question mark is still the offense. I mean, we need to see what the offense is going to look like. We know, I think we can make the assumption as what we talked about initially, is that defense is going to be pretty good. And Bo Pelini, you know, addressed it in the post game. He said, hey, people say that the defense is going to have to carry us early in the season, but we feel like we've got a good offense. That's not necessarily the case. But I think that if you have to address that question, if you have to feel compelled to say that, obviously that is a concern. That is a question, whether the offense is going to pick up the pace from what it did at the end of last season. So that, to me, that's the biggest thing still, is the question going into the spring. It's the question coming out of the spring. How's that offense going to perform?
Mike, just this is all more of a personal question here, as you're one of the senior writers that have seen more changes with Husker football, and a historian as you are in the books that you've written. Some folks are trying to make or are making a big deal out of the style of football that Nebraska will have to play going into the Big Ten Conference. I didn't hear so much of when the Big 12 was formed, I didn't hear that so much. Do you think Nebraska even cares? I mean, they're going to do what they do, right? I don't get the point of, you know, the style of football needing to change because they're going into the Big Ten. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, no, I agree with you to some extent. I think the offense, especially on offense, you do what you have to do. Maybe on defense there are some things that you might, for example, we'll see probably more three linebacker alignments than we did in the Big 12, because I think that the Big Ten is a more run-oriented, physical running game type league. And so there's probably less concern for really identifying some sort of a peso back that can play linebacker and also be a nickel back or whatever. And you're going to have those three linebackers. You're going to have David and Fisher and Compton, and they're looking for depth. That's one area on defense still that we want to see, is depth at linebacker. But I think you'll see a little bit different approach defensively, and I think over the course of time you'll see it affect the way Nebraska recruits, not only in the area that Nebraska recruits, but also the kind of players that it recruits. But from a fan standpoint, I don't know that you'll see a whole lot different. I mean, personnel packages again on defense, but it'll be more subtle than that probably.
Mike, you're always gracious with your time. We appreciate that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to following you throughout the summer in the columns you write. Appreciate it,
hey,
buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Talk to you soon, Mike. Have a good one. Mike Babcock breaking away from the distraught that was the Vanderbilt defeat of Nebraska's bowling team to talk a little bit about the spring game.
You know, damn you, Commodores!
Oh, I just... Let's get them on the schedule and some other things. We'll beat them down. Wear their funny hats. Mike Babcock, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Semifinals, we were so close. Even took the lead in the second one. Then they extinguished our hopes.
A little more on football. Here's what Bo Pelini had to say when asked about the offense.
So obviously, we installed a new offense, and I feel really good about where we are in that process right now. That was, you know, an obvious priority that we had, and I think we've gotten better technique-wise. I think we've had a lot of young guys get a lot of reps. We found out a lot about it. You know, some guys, and some guys I think that will help us, some guys that need to improve. And I'd like to think we're a deeper football team coming out of the spring than we were going in.
We'll hear more from Bo Pelini coming up in our next break. It is Patriots Day. The Red Sox leading the Blue Jays 3-0 early on in that game at the bottom of the fourth, Boston Marathon. It's all going on as part of Patriots Day. And Monday, what's on? Well, there's baseball. There's NBA playoffs. There's NHL playoffs. You can't possibly watch them all. Oh, ho, ho! Yes, you can, and enjoy bowl fries or boneless chicken wings tonight at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island, they have lunch specials for you every single day, open 7 days a week, and there's not a bad seat in the house, so you can watch all of those sporting activities, all the hockey, all the NBA, all the baseball that you want to watch on their multiple high-definition televisions with lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and don't forget in Kearney on Mondays, bowl fries and French fries, only $5.99 from 5 to 10 p.m. Boneless chicken wing night, only 40 cents. And this week for lunch, it's the Polish sausage and kraut with barbecue beans and chips for only $4.99? What? $5, people. You're fed, and you're fed well at the Chicken Coop.
You get an extra wiener on that for $1.50, too.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As overcast skies continue through the day today, we'll see scattered showers developing with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Winds out of the east still also staying around 10 to 25. Rain showers continue tonight with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 39.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. You go to the Den Popper inbox. Lauren in St. Paul says the game, big red game, the red-white game, was mostly fun to watch. Flyovers and including the Doolittle Raiders was cool. Miss America was easy on the eyes also. Weather was nice. All in all, a nice day with the kids. Can't wait for the season to start. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate it. There you go.
Douglas, all those Huskers, they're all on CTS 360.
Yeah, I'm sure they want you. Good job. Good job.
Well, they signed on. It's a complete toning system, includes three levels of fat burner, plus tone and night formula. All happens at Complete Nutrition, whether you're in Grand Island, it's located just north of Gordman's, right off of Highway 281, or in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, on North 2nd Avenue. Check them out online at CompleteNutrition.com. Talking about CTS 360. It's a complete toning system where consultants can interchange three levels of weight loss supplements to work with customers and create a personalized, healthy solution. They got a night formula, which you can lose weight while you sleep. Doesn't get any better than that. Ask them about it today. Look better, feel better, perform better. CompleteNutrition.com.
Let's hear more from Coach Bo Pelini. We'll get into the rest of the weekend sports as well, but a lot of folks liked what Breon Carnes did, Jamal Turner did, so let's hear from the coach. Here's what he had to say about quarterback Breon Carnes.
I thought Breon, like, kind of through the whole spring, he did some good things. He shows flashes. He's has a lot of ability, but he's still swimming in a little bit, and even as basic as we were today, there are a lot of things that he needs to improve upon and could get better at, but, you know, you see signs that he's going to be a good football player in time, and I think he's had a pretty good spring.
And then Jamal Turner, who had some very good kick returns, scored a touchdown, did a somersault. It was all fun.
Jamal Turner has a lot of ability, and he's going to be a good player for us. And he brings a really good element. I think, you know, I think you see a lot of those young wide receivers that, you know, we were very basic in our passing game and what we were trying to, and what we showed and what we put out there today. But I thought he did good. I thought him and through the spring, you know, Jamal. We all know we got in BK, and he's gotten better. Kenny Bell's going to be a good football player. Stanley Quincy, you know, Timmy Morrow. There, you know, we had some guys had some who did a lot of good things through the spring. I don't know if I missed anybody, but we have some playmakers at the wide receiver position.
Well, you got playmakers at the wide receiver position. Can anybody get him the ball? This is his comment on Taylor Martinez and Cody Green's throwing of the football.
Well, I thought there were some drops, you know, especially early in the game, but. I'm not concerned about that. So I could care less about the statistics in a spring game. It's not an issue.
I don't understand that.
That's an issue. If this was a basic practice and they were throwing the balls they threw, it would be an issue. Now, I can understand. You can't throw them under a bus, but you got to say, well, we would like a little bit better completion percentage, considering not a lot of them. They weren't tough. 40-yard.
They weren't sticking in the shoulder pads in the middle of their chest.
Yeah, there's a lot of passes behind the guys. A lot. There was one pick, should have been two. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Why don't you give us a buzz or shoot us an email? Like to hear from you on the program. More from Bo Pelini. He does like where his defense is at and thinks that's part of the reason that maybe the number one offense struggled early on.
We never really had any. I guess we had first units out there, but we've had a number of guys missing and those types of things. And, you know, I'd have to look at the film, but I saw some good things. I think it was a pretty low-scoring game early, and then there's some field position things and all that. Defensively, we're going to be a good football team defensively. There's no question in my mind.
So I think the defense probably going to look pretty good as well. And then, of course, the special teams. Brett Maher was asked about his performance in the football game.
Brett Maher has come a long way. I feel like the kicking game, I really feel good about how far he's come, both as a punter and a kicker. And, you know, we got a young man coming in that is going to help us in the kicking game. And I feel really good about where we are.
Mauro Bondi, the young man that they're talking about. And then finally, last significant question for Coach Pelini is, where does he think the offense is heading into summer and fall?
We got everything we wanted to get in by the end of spring. And there's still a little bit more to come, but I feel really good about what we're doing offensively.
All right. He's the head coach. You gotta say that you should feel good then as a Husker fan if he is feeling good as the head coach.
And now it's interesting because as they break away, and I suppose they get a couple weeks off here and then start the summer conditioning part of things, to get this offense where it needs to go, obviously it's going to be up to people like Taylor Martinez, people like Cody Green, I guess, to show those youngsters, to explain, to expand upon what they already know, their limited knowledge of this offense, and to get them going.
Tony, I'm going to throw this out, and we said it last year, and we saw it at the end of the game, and he is a great young man. And it kind of almost, unfortunately, is going to tie into the next story that you were talking about in the break. I don't see a place for Cody Green on this football field. I'm good enough to say that Breon Carnes is better than Cody Green right now. And I want Cody Green to succeed, but they're not moving him, and I don't know where you'd move him to. I don't know where you'd move this young man to. I mean, the H-back, he's not a tight end. He's not 4.4 speed. I feel bad for Cody Green because I don't think he's going to get a chance to play any more football at the University of Nebraska. I don't unless it's a 40-point lead for Nebraska, I don't see Cody Green taking any more snaps for the Huskers. The only way it happens is if Taylor gets hurt right away at the beginning of the season and you can't put in one of these young men with just as much ability.
Did Martinez look to be 100% or close to? Not even close.
Well, no, he's close.
Close, but...
But he says he's 100%. Then he says, well, I could feel a twinge every once in a while. Well, if you can feel a twinge, then you're not 100%. Whatever. He will be healthy when fall camp rolls around. He's not 50% or 60%. Martinez is going to be fine. He's got to get some confidence. The boy needs confidence. He's got athletic ability. He doesn't need people hammering him for any part of his game. So he's not a guy that's going to win you a state speech contest. He's just not. He's not that kind of individual. He's going to be a different interview. People have already seen that, so you get used to it. You roll on. The more success the young man has, the more comfortable he's going to be. As we said, what is he? Is he even 19 yet? Has he turned 19 yet?
Yeah. Good Lord. Very
Look
young.
At that kid you're sending off to college. In your house. Look, if you're listening out there, look at the kid in your house.
No, I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine being the quarterback and the pressure and the people that constantly want to talk to you and constantly want answers about not only football, but they want to know about you and everything, and he doesn't want to share anything like that. We go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Who we got, Merritt?
One person that does want to share is TV from Kearney.
Oh, this ought to be great. This, yeah. Mr. Optimus.
What do you think, football? You think he wants to talk bowling? You think he wants to talk baseball? TB, what's going on, man?
Well, I got the perfect position for Cody Green. He can do the post-game interviews for T-Magic.
That is true. That is true.
Because he is a good talker, good-looking kid. When are you guys going to quit making excuses for T-Magic? Live up to what he is. He couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Is he Nebraska's best quarterback?
I tell you what, in our Thanksgiving classic, he wouldn't start.
Wow.
And that's like 5-on-5.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So the starting quarterback for Nebraska this fall should be who?
Well, I heard that Zach Lee was still around town. They didn't get him back in for... Jeez. A sixth year or something.
Oh, my Lord. You had a long weekend, apparently, because I don't think you saw the football game. Taylor will be okay. Taylor will be okay. You got a prediction on the baseball game today, TB?
Another loss. How do we have a kid sit out half the year and then he goes and celebrates?
Oh, these freshmen.
Hey, boy, I'm back on the starting team now.
Oh, it's rough. It's rough. He's trying to prep. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know. It'll be interesting today to see who gets the start for the Huskers.
I believe Mike Anderson did say that they would sit him this series. He would be ready for Creighton tomorrow night. He would be back reinstated for that game.
Oh, that'd be interesting if they would pitch him against Creighton in the brand new ballpark. TB, anything else today?
Well, I just hope we just pass this. You guys quit talking about Nebraska baseball and T-Magic. I don't want to have to listen to that for another 3 months now.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. TB answered his own question. He has nobody to take over for Taylor Martinez. I mean, Taylor Martinez will be just fine. He'll be just fine. Again, folks, T-Magic doesn't get hurt last year. Nebraska's playing in the BCS. They may not be, they're not playing for a national championship, but they beat A&M. They beat Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship. For crying out loud, they almost beat Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship with him at three quarters or half or whatever you want to call it. So they were close last year. As ugly as it was at the end of the year, at least they were close. They were close. And you got to think they're going to be, you know, coaches say it all the time, you got to have some luck. Nebraska did not have luck down the home stretch last year.
8-23 from those two guys that everybody that thinks, you know, the competition went to the final day of Cody Green, Taylor Martinez. They were 8-23 compared to 11-15 for Breon Carnes and 11-19 for Ron Kellogg.
Don't forget this weekend, it's the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Course. It is this Saturday, two flights. The top three teams will win cash prizes, $600 for first, $400 for second, and it pays out down the line. Plus, you get a chance to win a $30,000 automobile from the Tom Dinsdale Automotive Group for the first hole-in-one on the 158-yard 14th hole, plus prizes on three other holes in one, which will win golf clubs, flat-screen TVs, airline tickets. You'll be able to opt in to be the golfer who gets that 60-foot putt for $10,000. Folks, you could, you know, if it goes in, you'll probably be on ESPN television as well. Free breakfast. Net proceeds will benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation. So call Indian Head today and register 381-4653. The Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble this Saturday at Indian Head. You can also go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, for more details. Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai has won the Boston Marathon in an unofficial 2 hours, 3 minutes, 2 seconds, the fastest marathon ever run. Fastest ever, Daddy. Fastest.
I liked him going in. He was much the in condition I like to see. He had the confidence I really like. I talked to him earlier in the week.
Back after this.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Deputy.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grinned Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsman like yourself want.
The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as always, coming to you live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where it's springtime, and that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, you know that they've got the one that will meet your needs and your budget, and these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned, and you know what that means. You get the famous Midway two-year, up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. You get the 6-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at the Midway Auto Group, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And, of course, as always, check out that great website, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Go to that Dem Popper inbox. How about those Royals? Alex Gordon, Billy Butler hitting .373 going into Sunday's game with the Mariners. Sure, every baseball fan in America thinks this run will come to an end soon, but it sure has been a fun ride so far. How long does Alex need to keep it up to get Big Daddy to believe in him? Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff says, you know what, Jeff? I'm starting to come around, and Alex Gordon, as long as I don't watch. Every time I watch, he pops up. If I don't watch, he doubles the left center. So keep it going, eh, Gordon? Everybody's cheering for you. You know what? What a great run. 4 in a row. They lose yesterday 3-2. Had a chance in the ninth. Scored a run, but then couldn't get the tying run to come across. And 7 on the next 10 against the Indians, the division-leading Indians. Who would have thought you'd been able to say that 16 games in the season?
Somebody's going to be able to make a run. We're going to be talking about either the Indians continuing to pull away or the Royals, your AL Central leaders at this point in the season. Possible. It's possible. UNK baseball team, 3-1 over the weekend. They will host Colorado Christian this weekend. If you have a Loper schedule, they had to switch it up early in the season because of the weather, so they get to host Colorado Christian this weekend. Hastings baseball is making up a game with their doubleheader with Mount Marty today because of the weather on Saturday. Apparently, the fields weren't good enough up in Yankton, so they're playing that doubleheader today. They split yesterday with Midland. UNK softball 1-3. Hastings College split their doubleheader with Mount Marty yesterday. And the Nebraska Danger, a winner, 60-37 over Allen, Texas. They play the Omaha Beef in Omaha on Saturday night. The NBA playoffs began over the weekend. Okay, so San Antonio and the Lakers lost yesterday. How are you? Are you just scared? Are you just crazy scared?
I'm not crazy scared, but I will say that there's some damn good basketball being played. And if you saw the end of the Celtics-Knicks game yesterday, the inbound play with 37 seconds left, when Garnett goes back door, no time, they're down by 3. Garnett goes back door for the alley-oop dunk. No time comes off the clock. Now they're down by 1. Yeah, it was probably a crappy call. Carmelo got an offensive call down the stretch. The Celtics got it home. But, hey, I just thought there's some great games coming right down to the wire, including last night's Oklahoma City Thunder against the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets led that game.
Well, and Carmelo. Well, the Nuggets couldn't miss in the first half. Yeah. Looked like that was going to be 152 to 147 the way they were playing in the first half. And Carmelo, you know, he must have been watching the NCAA tournament because he thought, you know, down 2, let's just dribble the ball out here 30 feet away and throw one up towards the rim. Moron.
I think they were right, though, on SportsCenter this morning. I think he thought that the Celtics had a foul to give there.
So? Drive to the hoop and get fouled. They probably would have counted it in continuation anyway.
I'm thinking he thought he was going to go to the line.
He had no clue that there was a foul to give. I'll bet you $100 right now Carmelo Anthony had no clue that the Celtics had a foul to give.
I'm not going to question Carmelo's basketball acumen.
It's not even a word. It's not even a word you just tried to use.
But three of our words of the week are red, track, and delivery. We'd love to have an email for you for that Big Daddy Deli combo meal.
Fire it up to the Bed Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Mac Babcock of HuskersIllustrated.com for joining us on the program today. Daddy, have you had an update? Coach Crocker's okay?
Yes, yes. Did get to see the Loper scrimmage Saturday morning. Had some yellow jerseys on, so wasn't full-fledged hitting.
But I heard Coach Crocker got rolled up Friday in practice. Maybe some smelling salts were needed.
He was back out there Saturday.
Everything's okay?
He was seemed to be okay. I got a thumbs up from him when I saw him there, so I think he's okay.
Coming up later on in the week, we'll talk with Loper football coach Daryl Morris, Tri-City Storm coach Drew Schenick. Their entry draft is for tomorrow. Jared Crick's going to join us. Oklahoma baseball coach going to join us. It's all later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.